it's kind of a moving target over there, you know.
Okay.
But this phase right now is going to be the detention area that will hold the prisoners when they're at the courthouse for it's court holding. That's what it is. What'll end up on the first floor, the first phase will is when we complete that.
Okay.
We'll have the county clerk will be on the first floor, the county attorney will be on the first floor, and the district clerk will be on the first floor, and then there'll be this court holding cells.
So what y'all did yesterday was just addressing the detention area only.
The detention area only.
Okay.
What we did was. When the bond issue passed for $55 million, I believe it was, we did everything we could to hold the line on building that jail out there. So there's bond money that's actually going to get this detention area built. This is going to the money that's going to that there were that this detention area can all be bond money from the jail, and that's what we did. Was we held the line on the jail out there, and so we've got bond money that we can actually get this remodel for the cell holding out there. And there'll be another elevator put in the courthouse. What we had, the way the courthouse is designed right now, you've got the east side and the west side, and there's no way to get prisoners from into the to the courtrooms on the east side without taking them through the public hallways. When we get through with this phase, there'll be another elevator for the prisoners to get them up into the courtroom securely without taking them through the public hallways.
So, in fact, the entire process of transporting someone from Sandy Point here, moving them in and out of courtrooms, that can all be done outside of contact with the public then?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
They'll be able to put, when we get through with this, they'll be able to pull into that sally port, close the door, take them out, put them into their holding down there on the first floor. There'll be in the basement, there'll be a way to go to the elevator from to the other side of the courthouse, to the east side, or they can get on the elevator on this side of the courthouse, take them up into the courtroom, and not have to go to the public portion of the building anywhere. But we'll be able to do it on both sides for the courtrooms. It'll help secure those prisoners and not. They won't have public contact, once we get through with it.
Okay.
Fred Patterson, the architect, I think in the next 2 weeks should be ready with the plans, and then we'll go out for bid. But by the time we get the bid back, it'll be ready for construction. We've been very fortunate in there. All the bids we've got back here recently, they're folks were mm-hmm. wanting to work, you know, so it's
So what was done yesterday then? At the meeting?
There wasn't any action taken yesterday. Yeah. It was just to let the everybody on the court know if they didn't know, and the public know mm-hmm. that, you know, that's the phase we're looking at right now, trying to get the going out for bids for that detention area.
Has the renovation, if there was going to be any renovation for county clerk, county attorney, district clerk, are they still really in temporary space then, or has everything been done?
No, it hadn't been done. That process slowed down a little bit because we had to take the walls off on the outside. So mm-hmm. we didn't want to finish out the county attorney or the district clerk because we don't have permanent walls on the outsides. So we've pulled off of, you know, finishing out their areas until we get that glass up. They're putting framing up, the aluminum framing that the glass will go on. And I think within the – again, I hate to give you times because mm-hmm. I may be wrong, but I think in the next 3 weeks or so, that glass should – I know the glass should be up on the William Joel Bryan side, and as soon as they finish that, then they'll move to the north side, which mm-hmm. is Texas Avenue side, and get that up.
So once the glass goes up, then they can go
then we'll
back.
Finish up. Well, then we'll finish out the district clerk and the county attorney because their offices have outside walls. So, you know, and again, we didn't want to go in there, finish them up, and then have it start raining and possibly get water in there or something and ruin the finish that we just finished, you know. So that's the reason it's slowed it down a little bit for that part, but they've been working on other things. There have been other, like tearing out the portion that's going to be detention. That's just, they went to that part of it rather than working on.
No lack of things to do.
There's not a lack of things to do.
It's going to be done eventually, take care of the fourth floor, but when that's going to happen hasn't been
decided. We'll just have to take a look at money.
Yeah.
You know, that's, as soon as the money is available, I think that would be the next logical phase, because right now detention is being held in the old 54 portion of the jail. We still have, that's what jail holding is right now. Mm-hmm. It's up on the fourth floor. And we wanted that off of the fourth floor because of the plumbing and all that's below it. It can continue to give us problems. And if we remodel anything and they stop up, you know, drains and it runs down on all that new stuff, we knew that we've got to get that jail finished, getting the jail off the fourth floor. They're not there 24 hours a day, but they're during the daytime. That's what the holding is right now in the courthouse, is the 54 model.
Anything else I've missed on all this is starting to come together, maybe?
I think so. I really do. I know it's tough times for anybody that's over in the courthouse, because it's, you know, there's always banging and knocking and all that stuff. I mean, I just keep telling people, you got to look at the end. We're going to get through with it one day, and when we get through with it, I think number one, we're going to have a nice courthouse. Number two, we looked at the cost of what it would cost to tear down the courthouse and build another one, and I think we'll still be in about half the cost of with the remodel. It'll be not much more than half the cost of building a brand new courthouse to replace it. So, you know, that's what we're looking at. We're trying to, you know, save tax dollars, try to get it done, and have something that'll work and not cost us a huge amount of money.